All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at mkrworkshop.com. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with the start of the 2019 NFL season only a few days away, one question is, will anybody be able to stop the New England Patriots' reign in the AFC East? The Pats are coming into this season looking to make it an unprecedented 11 consecutive division titles. The defending Super Bowl champs are looking to also get back to the big game for a fourth straight year. And you look at this brain trust that has been in place in New England for the last two decades. Quarterback Tom Brady, head coach Bill Belichick, and then, of course, the owners Bob Kraft and his son Jonathan. You also look at the talent that they are able to consistently place around Tom Brady. And I look this year, offensively, the strength of this team is going to be at the running back position. You look at the likes of Sony Michel, James White, Damian Harris, and Rex Burkhead. And the Patriots are the best in the NFL in regards to putting their athletes in space. Tom Brady does not hold on to the football for a very long time. He gets it out to his running backs in short passes, which are really de facto runs. Then you look at the passing game. Of course, you have slot receiver Julian Edelman, who has synced in so much with Tom Brady. And New England's hopeful that Josh Gordon can come back and be the Josh Gordon that we saw several years ago with Cleveland Browns. Now, the Patriots are thin right now at tight end. Of course, Rob Gronkowski retired. Benjamin Watson is out with an injury. So that's going to be big for them. They're also not going to have David Andrews at anchoring that offensive line. So that is also big. But they do have a veteran presence on defense, which includes the likes of Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins at linebacker, but a possible suspension for Patrick Chung will be huge. But I'm looking at the other teams in this division. You look at the Buffalo Bills, and the Bills under head coach Sean McDermott, they're going to try to win ugly. Josh Allen, their quarterback, is not going to be a stud. They're going to rely on that running game with veteran running back Frank Gore. But you look at this defense with the likes of Ed Oliver and Tremaine Edmonds. Buffalo is going to have to win a whole bunch of games, 19-16 or 20-16, in order for them to have a chance. You look at the New York Jets, a new head coach in Adam Gase, but will that be able to change the results for this team? Sam Darnold showed his potential last year as a rookie quarterback. Now the Jets went out and got running back Le'Veon Bell as far as putting some talent around him. But the biggest question is, have the Jets put enough talent around him? Because I'm really not sold on their wide receiver core. But on the flip side, you look at this defensive line that the Jets have with the likes of Quinnen Williams, Steve McClendon, and Leonard Williams. They could possibly be one of the better D-lines in all of football. And when you have that quality presence up front, and then you also add in a defensive coordinator in Greg Williams who loves to blitz, it's going to be interesting to see what the Jets will be able to do in 2019. And finally, there's the Miami Dolphins. They're set to begin another season with their sixth different head coach this decade alone. Brian Flores was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots last year when they won the Super Bowl. He's already made it be known. Veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to start this year under center, in spite of the fact that the Dolphins did acquire quarterback Josh Rosen from the Arizona Cardinals during the offseason. Now, whoever the quarterback is going to be for the Dolphins, and at some point Rosen is going to be under center before this season is over, they got to try to get the football to some talent. We saw the Dolphins trade wide receiver Kenny Stills along with offensive tackle Laremy Tunzel to the Houston Texans. Now, your key guys as far as catching the ball from Fitzpatrick and Rosen are going to be tight ends Dwayne Allen and Mike Gesicki. And I think the biggest thing that is going to hurt Miami is the fact that this is another Belichick clone getting a head coaching job. And we've seen it before. All of these head coaches that come from under Bill Belichick, they attempt to go to other teams and do the same thing that Belichick does, but they don't have Tom Brady and they don't have Robert Kraft backing them, which is why it never works out. So I think it's going to be another long year for the football fans in South Florida. I think they're going to finish in the basement of the AFC East. I don't see the Bills or Jets having enough to really contend with the Pats for this division title, which means it's going to be an 11th consecutive title for the Patriots. Also, don't be surprised if this team once again gets themselves a first-round bye, and before you know it, they'll win one playoff game, and they're right on the doorstep of another Super Bowl at the AFC Championship game. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.